the difficulty was that the Canadian Music Centre serves orchestral conductors and chamber composers and orchestral composers and people who want to do all of these traditional things on paper. And electroacoustic composers are working in fixed media. They're, the object of what they produce is going to be a physical object of a tape, or today digital, but at that time a tape. And there was no way for the CMC or the league to deal with composers who only dealt with sound and didn't deal with scores. And therefore, there were more and more young people, notably young people, who were beginning to work with sound as such. But they didn't necessarily fit into a music community, a traditional kind of music community, because the traditional music community wants to have, in some form or other, loosely speaking, melody and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And as what happened with video and television is that in the early days of film, film was understood as being theater put into a box. It wasn't seen as being its own entity. And then it was discovered the major difference was that once you had captured the visual image, the work was done in the editing suite. It was done by editors and producers. Electroacoustics, the composer worked in the studio and produced the finished product, much like a painter, whereas the instrumental composer writing for a chamber ensemble would write the piece, and then the piece would need to be moved into another domain. What wasn't seen at that time, there would be a day when people would be able to store the image or the sound in one location and upon on demand ask for the presentation of the piece. And so the CEC, when it was formed, had come to the conclusion that the needs of electroacoustic composers were not the same as the needs of the traditional composers in terms of the collection, storage, archiving, and distribution of what they did. For the electroacoustic composer, like for the video person, the object of which they're dealing with is not restricted to a single presentation in a particular place at a particular time, but is available on demand. We see this, of course, in YouTube. It exists already, but in the 1980s, this kind of thinking didn't exist.